So joined now by a conservative leader of Canada, Pierre Poilievre. Mr. Poilievre, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
So you're on a trip to southwestern Nova Scotia right now. What's been on the agenda, and what are some things that you're hearing from the public here?
Well, it's kind of an affordability tour. A lot of folks in Nova Scotia who work hard and play by the rules, pay their tax, say, geez, I can't afford anything. Food prices seem like they've roughly doubled in the last 10 years of Liberal government. Housing costs are out of reach for our young people. And it doesn't matter how hard folks work, they can't seem to make it. So I'm here to say that there isn't a better way. We need to make an affordable government in Ottawa so that we have an affordable country for hardworking Canadians. Let's lower our tax burden, bring down these inflationary deficits that are bidding up the cost of living, and let's unleash our small businesses to provide more affordable food, build more affordable homes, and harvest more affordable living for all Canadians.
And I know today that you were able to go to Lockport and meet at a seafood processing facility there. The seafood industry obviously is the lifeblood of this area. What are you hearing about just how important lobstering and different seafood industries are here in this area?
Very important. The fishery and the food processing sectors employs a lot of people and feeds many more. And what I'm hearing is that we need to reduce the governmental red tape, bring down energy costs and taxes so that we can produce more delicious, nutritious seafood for Canadians and for the world. And right now, the message as well, though, I'll be very blunt, is people want to see the law enforced. They want to see an end to the illegal fishery so that we can, the law-abiding, honest folks who earn a living from the sea can continue to do so. My message is to the federal government, it's time to start enforcing the law and stop the illegal fishery.
And I was talking to a fisherman earlier today for a store, and he was telling me about, obviously this area is a lot of storms. They can't get out. The cost of bait and oil and things like that, diesel for their boats has certainly gone up. So what do you make of the challenges that fishers face every day at sea? And that could include tariffs from China as well.
Yes, I mean, Mark Carney has failed the fishery. He promised that he was going to negotiate trade deals. Well, since he took office, Chinese tariffs on Canadian seafood have more than doubled. Meanwhile, a series of hidden Liberal fuel taxes are driving up the cost of powering fishing boats. And finally, the illegal fishery is undermining the entire sector. So it's time for the federal government to actually stand beside our fishery instead of standing on the backs of our fish harvesters. My message is that a conservative government will end the illegal fishery, will cut taxes on fuel, and we will drive a hard bargain to end foreign illegal tariffs on our sector so that we can sell our product to the world.
In this riding, Acadie-Annapolis has been in the national spotlight since November when MP Chris D'Entremont crossed the floor to the Liberals. Why did you feel now was the right time to come and visit Acadie-Annapolis, and what are you hearing from the residents here about that floor crossing?
Well, they're furious that they're forced to pay the price for Chris D'Entremont betraying them. The people here voted conservative because they wanted affordable food, affordable homes, affordable fuel, and an affordable life. And now their MP is supporting the most costly government in Canadian history. Just weeks before he betrayed his constituents, he said that the Carney Liberals were driving up the price of groceries and that the cost of food had become inhumane under the Liberals. And now he's propping up those inhumane high costs on his own constituents. So people here want, once again, to have a voice for them, for their affordability, for their safety, and for their future. And that's what conservatives will offer.
And are there plans to have, obviously there are plans to have somebody in place to run in the next election here, but are there any discussions about who might take that conservative domination for this area?
Oh, there's a lot of people who will be honest and who will fight for an affordable life for all Nova Scotians and Canadians, who we expect will step up and run on our affordability platform. And so my message is stay tuned. Good news is, and hopeful future is coming for everyone.
And looking ahead, I know the National Convention for the Conservatives is coming up later this month in Calgary. So, you know, are you planning to take kind of what you hear, you know, tonight in the event in Yarmouth and what you're hearing here in southwestern Nova Scotia and take that to that meeting and keep going forward?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be taking the message of affordability, of hope for our young people, of safe streets from Nova Scotia to our convention in Calgary and ultimately into Parliament in the days ahead.
Wonderful. Mr. Polyev, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy your trip to Yarmouth tonight and in our area.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back and enjoy such wonderful East Coast hospitality.